Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's for Women. Discover female health insurance through It's for Women.
To our visiting critic slot, where, of course, we send a non-professional reviewer to something they would never think of doing themselves out of their own free will. And we ask presenter, social media creator of Malahide Woman and Night Owl, which is ornithologically connected, James Patrice. He got up very early in the morning to go bird watching. Welcome, James. Welcome back to studio.
Oliver, thank you so much. Yeah, I was...
Back to the show, I should say.
Yes. Oh, when did I see you last?
At the airport, remember?
Oh, it was great.
Thanks for remembering.
I was promised a free holiday.
No, we can't do that anymore. Sustainability. Yeah. No, you can only go to the airport. You can't leave.
Well, that's fair. At least you feel you get the experience. That's nice.
Yeah. Felt like we were going somewhere for a while.
Exactly.
And then, we didn't.
And then just turn around and get the bus home. But sure, look, so be it. But yes, I was bird watching, Oliver, which was great. I'll get this out of the way now.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be used to the boards, pal. Don't I mean? That kind of board.
This is what you really sound like.
That's
actually...
Oh, it's all a big gay ruse, you know? A really big bloke.
Yeah.
Exactly. But yes, last Thursday, I had to go up at 4:30, Oliver.
Oh, 4:30?
Ah, oh, jeez. Well, I was meeting the lovely Niall from Birdwatch at 6:00.
Niall Hatch. Very important, yeah.
Very important, fantastic man. So I probably didn't actually have to get up that early, but I had to do the hair. You have to put an evening cream on the face. You wouldn't know who you'd see. And in fairness, morning light turns out very fruitful for a selfie. Yeah. So for anyone who wants to do bird watching, you mightn't see any birds, but you'll get great photos of yourself.
I'm just looking at your hair now with renewed interest going, that is an astonishing amount of work that's gone in.
Thank you, Oliver. It's much like a bird. I sleep upside down like a bat for the follicular volume.
Do you just not wash it for a month and then it just stands up on end?
Or I obviously the traditional finger in the socket. That always helps. So dodgy electrics are always great. No, I blow dry, I powder, a bit like a bird's feathers, in fact. I rustle everything together.
Pretty plumage.
Exactly.
So you got up at 4:30, you met Niall at noon.
Yeah. By the time I was ready, it was the next day. I had to wax my body entirely. Yes. Full preparation.
But the whole discomfort here for you would be the fact that it's outside and you're going to be clotting around.
I wouldn't be the shrubbery. You know what? People say, go for a walk. I love going for a walk. Now, if it's... is it horizontal the way you walk or vertical? It's horizontal.
Well, if you vertically walk, that's where your air...
Yes, exactly. So once I'm horizontally walking...
That's around terra firma, yep.
Exactly. If there's a flat white at the end of it, I will walk. I'm there. So I wouldn't
pavement
be the best.
Only. Okay.
Exactly. I wouldn't be the best.
So what would you do shoes-wise? Because I know you have an extraordinary wardrobe.
But here's the thing. I ruled out the platforms. I said I mightn't be the best. But I did consider higher you are, the more birds you might see.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So I just wore a nice kind of desert boot. You know, like a Chelsea kind of desert boot. I actually wore this jacket. Oh, it's been seen twice.
Which is denim.
I have to burn it immediately. I wore a nice denim. I tried to emulate Safari Chic. So I did the denim jacket. I think the shirt under it, it could have been a kind of a cotton linen in a sort of a taupe colour. Not beige, taupe.
Well, apologies, Claire burned me 10:30 with the dummy.
Sorry, Claire, I have to get through me knickers next. So, yes, and I wore skinny jeans. And that was it. And happy bits. Then I met Niall.
Well, you're not imagining that you were almost going, lying down in the wilderness.
So this thing, I didn't know what to expect. I imagined genuinely that I would be hiding in a bush somewhere. Because I suppose... In my ignorance, I thought, you can't frighten the birds. You know, it's like we're on their turf. We better not rock the boat. But quite the opposite, really. So I met Niall at the boot of his car. It sounds like some sort of weird exchange.
Illicit purchasing.
As you do. I met him there and Niall gave me binoculars, which I brought with me.
Do you still have them?
I do.
Does he know you still have them?
He said I could keep them. Maybe I did take them when he wasn't looking. But there we go.
They're really good, yes.
So
they're on sale on Birdwatch Ireland because...
Oh, fantastic.
I have a pair.
Oh, there you go. Do you like the bird watching, Oliver?
I do mostly like looking at what other people are doing in the fields and so on.
That's the only reason.
Brilliant for that.
At that hour of the morning, I tell you, I thought I'd see more. But anyway, but yes, so Metna and he can be the binoculars. Fantastic. And so we kind of started off very simple. And he literally was like, oh, there's a blackbird. I said, oh, grand. Picked up the binoculars, checked that out. And then he said, okay, stop. Just stop and listen. Mm-hmm. And it was 6 a.m. at this stage. And he said, there's the dawn chorus, which was amazing. And again, it's also simple, Oliver, and it's
not far from where you are. Where are you?
So I'm Malahide, and we went to Donabate. Yeah, which was great. The nature reserve there. And I mean, as basic and as cliche as it is, it's right there in front of us.
It is.
Do you know what I mean? And he said, stop yapping for a second, James, and listen. This gorgeous dawn chorus, which he said that it was kind of the blackbirds, I think, kind of dominate that. And and the robin, that's the kind of twitter sound. But he was kind of saying, there it is. And I recorded a bit of my phone.
You did,
great.
Yeah.
Oh, actually.
We have a couple of seconds of the dawn chorus.
Fantastic.
Recorded by James Petrie.
Thank you so much.
What are we listening to?
So he said that the twittering would have been the robin. He said there was a blackbird there. There was a song thrush, a goldfinch.
Oh yeah, you're a fan of the goldfinches now.
I love the goldfinches.
Describe what a goldfinch looks like.
So gorgeous, a goldfinch. Well, would you believe now? Or I'm calling you now, Oliver. I kind of was seeing all these birds. Goldfinch is a gorgeous little petite thing. The Birdwatch Ireland have an app, which is very cool. Didn't know this at all. You go on and you pop in the name of the bird, whatever. It shows up in a full 360 degree look at the bird, all the amazing the sounds that it will make, all that kind of stuff. So all these little things that I didn't realise at all, and some great facts as well, because I kind of wanted to get down to the basics. I said, well, for starters, how does a bird know where to get the food? You know, how do they get the growth?
Yeah.
He said most birds will see 5 kilometres in advance.
5 kilometres?
Yeah. Wow. And he also said as well, that whole phrase, the early bird catches the worm? Mm-hmm. Well, quite literally, the birds with the biggest eyes are going to wake first and they will sing first. Because they have the largest eyes, they'll get exposed to the sun first.
Beautiful.
The quickest. So it's all that kind of basic things.
The bigger your eyes, the earlier you get up.
Completely.
Apply to humans as well.
Well, I would say so. Do you know what I mean? If you're hungry enough. And then I saw a few pigeons. I thought, that's very fantastic altogether. And he said that I would be the envy of many a novice bird watcher, Oliver. Because not only did I see a pigeon, I saw a stock dove, which is a type of pigeon.
Yeah.
And he said that they've declined a lot in Ireland, would you believe, because of agriculture. Ireland has so few trees. Mm-hmm. So it's harder for it to have the little crevices of the nooks and crannies for the stocks to hide
in Europe. Yeah.
Where I didn't realise they're the lowest tree coverage in Europe, which is bonkers.
I know.
Altogether, I didn't realise that.
And so other novice bird watchers were going, he saw it on his first day, didn't even try.
I think it was the third bird that I saw. I barely
this is
even
a prettier
entered.
Thing than the big warbling pigeon that we see in the cities.
Yes, it would be slightly, perhaps more aesthetically pleasing, shall we say.
More elegant. Anyway,
what I loved as well was about, obviously, the music that they make. And Oliver, Niall was, I'm mixing his up. You do look a bit like him.
Really?
You do. I can see you with the binoculars.
Google image him.
I can see it, yes. He was saying that most birds will learn how to sing from their father. In the nest, which is fantastic.
Oh, okay, very good.
But he said that pigeons are genetically coded from hatching in the egg to I think it's 5 notes that they sing or thereabouts.
They don't copy their dads.
No, they will always know.
It's just uploaded already.
It's in there already, in the mind. And also, mallards are drag queens.
How so?
This is fantastic.
The mallard duck.
The mallard duck. I think it's for safety or general, you know, biodiversity, they eventually kind of shed and get the same brown feathers as the female counterpart. So they then masquerade as a female duck. They are drag queens. I felt a great affinity with the mallards as a result, as someone who likes to throw a wig on from
time
to time.
The mallard is Malahide woman.
The mallard-hide woman.
Very good.
Do you think I could fashion a duck ensemble?
You could do a whole birdwatch separate thing.
I think I could.
A whole spin-off.
I really could. But I have to say, and Birdwatch itself, I think it's 15,000 members.
Really?
Yeah, which is great. And I was saying that a lot of people sign up, you know, either they adore the whole concept of it, they're really interested, or people maybe are literally sitting in their garden and become fascinated and they see breweries and they say, I'm really interested in that. So they'll join, and some people will join and get their little pack and they'll learn the kind of basic bits and they're thrilled with that. Other people then will really get into it. And Niall, he's travelled the world. Which is amazing, because there's so many fantastic conserves all around the place.
If you've seen everything in Ireland, you'd be
off you go.
Looking to see a toucan or whatever they
well, exactly. Oh, I saw as well, I now understand the term bald as a coot.
Oh yeah.
I saw a coot. I thought it was a fake yolk. A coot is a real thing. And it has like a patch on the top of its head that kind of looks, when the sun is on it, it looks a bit bald.
It looks a bit thinned out.
Is
it just the colour of the feathers? It does have feathers there.
It does. It's just the colour.
Bald is a
which is fantastic. And also, I learned so much. And sorry, do you like my notepad?
You have an amazing spiral notepad.
It says in the
very
front.
Very neat writing.
I was trying to
lavender coloured.
Look, study cards. I bought it in Tiger in anticipation of the assignment. I was like Poirot age report than I was.
You sound to be very into this.
I really can interest. You know what it is? I think because, Oliver, we obviously, and I'm on the phone 24/7, we are constantly on the go, not observing things.
No, and it's looking up or listening.
But I heard you saying earlier on, like architects always say, look up. It's something as basic as just kind of taking the time and doing it and listening as well. You don't realise just how many of these gorgeous sounds are all around us. And again, Birdwatch, they just do so much. I didn't realise it was such a huge.
So all the membership, they're not just like doing stuff on their own at home. They meet up, do they?
There's loads of meetups. I think there's 450 events
really
throughout the year for Birdwatch. Yeah, so people can come, they can meet up, they can chat about their finds. Oh, and I also said, he was saying that obviously, and I was saying there's loads of, you know, different, I suppose, fantastic levels of bird watching. And people will see.
Really?
Oh,
right.
Yes.
Is this a kind of a black belt sort of level? Is it
1,000,000%? And they will have seen these amazing things. And he said there's 30 local branches of bird watching in Ireland. So I was like, obviously, there's a few big hitters, a few swingers in there that should I really let you know.
Steady.
Swinging above their binoculars, you know?
Oh, there you go. Exactly. Known as bins, I believe.
What? Really?
That's a shorthand for binoculars.
Stop
bins.
It.
Get the bins out.
Get the bins out. Oh my God, I love it. That's incredible. Well, he was saying that, you know, obviously some people have seen certain birds that others won't have. Yeah. And then I said, well, like, could you not just lie and say that you saw, you know, an eagle
that
or something?
It wouldn't be ethical in the guild of the bird.
So he said that the ones that have seen these exquisite birds, they will be of the ilk that would not lie.
Do they have names? Do they have descriptions or a scale of...
No, I'm telling you, there's something deep in there.
Twitchers?
There's something that... Niall wasn't giving me the full... I feel like I need to really get into the fold to be welcomed in. Also, my favourite thing, the bouginess of it all. He had a telescope, which was amazing. So the binoculars are great. Yeah. They really are. And if you're an novice and you're starting out, to be honest, it's all you really need. It's great. But to see like this super incredible detail, he had a telescope.
Oh, wow.
The telescope, Oliver, was Swarovski crystal.
Go away.
Yes.
The bling of the bird watchers.
So and it wasn't bejeweled or bedazzled, but he was saying that Swarovski, obviously, they're glass. So they do loads of telescopes.
Very expensive.
Very highfalutin.
And do you have to lie down on the ground to view through that?
I didn't. So I didn't imagine I was going to lie down on the ground in the bushes with Niall.
Never happened.
Didn't happen. We walked. We stopped. We chatted. And
you almost wonder Niall didn't want to lie down in the bushes.
I was a bit perturbed. I thought this could be something. I thought it was going to be a romance. I'm not going to lie. I did anticipate.
Did you find out what they would do? Is there romantic mingling goes on in these birdwatch groups? There must be. People
again, Niall was very coy. He wouldn't give me the full detail. Okay. But I want to get involved.
You got a reviewer's entry. That's it.
That was it. But I think I might join Birdwatch. What do you think? Would you join?
Are you going to do it?
I genuinely will consider it because it's so therapeutic.
Oh my,
it's so relaxing.
Visiting critic works out so well.
Do you know what I mean?
If you don't like the thing, no, they never thought of doing ever in their lives before.
I have to say, I really did enjoy it. It was. And also, sorry, the sunrise. I now understand why people do that sun swim thing. Or what? No, sea swim. There is my issue with the sea swimming, Oliver. They don't actually swim.
I know.
They dunk themselves, get out, put on a weird dry robe that looks like a weird duvet hybrid.
It's a duvet day on the after 30 seconds of bathing.
Yeah, oh, I'm going for my sea swim. And they're cavorting around with their nipples out. It's disgraceful.
Unless they're in the full... wetsuit and the little balloon thing they have to carry along with that. They're the proper swimmers.
Exactly.
Aren't
so,
they?
Do you know what I
Fair
say?
Play to those people.
Forget your sunrise sea swims, sunrise bird watch.
You haven't gone into, like, you live in Malahide, surely you've been in the sea in the morning.
I did it once for the Today Show, not of my own accord.
And never since.
You know, never since. But I would often walk along the coast of Malahide with the flat white.
Yeah, the paved bit. Are exactly. Children of Malahide not dunked in the water early on and said, there you go now, climatise.
I mean, that. Maybe a bit, but not. That's my dad actually gets in more, and he's from Carlo.
Oh, yeah, you see, landlocked.
That's the thing. They were starved. My mum, not so much. And she's a Malahidian through and through.
Oh, so there you go, so they don't go. Malahidian, is that the.
That would be something that I like to coin.
Can often, you be Malahideous then as well if he's.
Oliver, we're on to something.
Okay, we should write this down.
Okay, we need to go further.
You're being invited now for more bird stuff. James Patrice should come out with us at the Barn Owl Project at night. This is your comfort zone, isn't it? Nighttime.
Yeah, I would much. Is there drinks involved?
Good. Great to see the Barn Owl up close in the wild from Dan in Galway. No, but you could go elsewhere with you some other night and talk about it.
We could summon the birds with a cocktail shaker.
But you.
The sound. Wouldn't it be fantastic? What bird cocktail could we make?
The Barn Owl.
A Malardita.
The Barn Owl does seem like a drinker.
The Barn Owl. Give me the Barn Owl there, pal, will you?
Give us another pint. Smiddix, will he get his top on it?
Oh, I love that. What's the Smiddix where they put the cordial in? Do they do that sometimes?
Oh, yeah, there's a blackcurrant thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not mainly. Fair enough, of course.
Yeah, they're brilliant.
They're fantastic, but I wouldn't be into the ale myself.
Would you not be an ale man?
It's too gaseous. You want to be able to suck in at all times when you're drinking.
Do you always drink responsibly?
Absolutely. Flat white after my sea swim.
Can you see food from 5 kilometres like a bird?
I can see a lot of things from 5 kilometres like a bird. Food, perhaps not. I could see, what could I see? The reduced rail and pennies. I will clock that. No bother. So are we going bird watching, Oliver?
You know, I must check because I bought the binoculars. Maybe I'm already a member, but you have to pay, I presume, every year, don't you, for full membership and to be fully involved.
Worth it. To be in the fold of those wings.
They won't let us in. Are you watching Eurovision, by the way? Are you now going to bed early because you're up at dawn?
Well, I tell you, thank goodness I did it last week. I watched last night. I was very disappointed. I really was. I felt I had some part. I called it the national vote back in the Eurosong in February. So I felt as though I was part of the journey. I was sad for Laika, or for Emmy rather, sorry, and the song, because she's such a lovely person. Did you meet her? I'm sure you did.
No, but she's so cheerful.
Such a lovely person and like a great singer, great musician. But it just wasn't. I mean, as you said yourself, when there's a woman dangling from a microphone, so I think Lyra needs to go. And Lyra would dangle off a microphone.
You know, the Imagine Times have said, but did Lyra represent us already? Before you almost think she did.
You actually would. Yeah, yeah. And she had a song there a few months, I think it was called Freak, and it was very Eurovision-y.
Yeah, and she's a couple of hits in her still.
Oh, absolutely.
Very likeable character.
Absolutely. And glamorous.
Who's going to win it? Do we care now?
I was shocked that Australia didn't get through the Milkshake Man. I thought that. I would like Malta to win.
Really? The serving.
Yes. She finished on a bouncing ball.
And such a small country as well to produce something like that. Yeah,
it was amazing.
The yoga ball, that was kind of...
And she had a dress reveal. She was full drag, which is exactly what we wanted. She was a mallard.
Is it full drag if it's already...
Well, she's kind of serving drag.
Rules.
She's, you know...
James is an absolute hoot. Bird. And very well informed on our beautiful birds and their songs. His enthusiasm is infectious.
There's an ointment for that.
She's got a disease now from.
Thank you.
Look up the Barn Owl Project. We do everything for free. Dan is back again. We do everything for free. The Barn Owl Project.
Do you know what, Dan? You're right. Because if you don't toot your own horn, who will?
Big into the bats.
We could go to the Barn Owl. Yeah.
You can find out everything that James Patrice does online on James Patrice Instagram and wherever.
All the bits. Yes, absolutely.
Tens of thousands of people following there. Hundreds of thousands at this stage. A Malahide woman is still going strong.
She is indeed. Yes, she's still going. She's getting ready for it. She's a busy summer. She's hosting a few over 30s nights.
Oh, really?
She is actually next.
Well, the over 30s nights have gone bananas, haven't they?
Oh, come here. Next Saturday I'm doing it in house. And she's ready to go. She has the platform heels on. She's been polishing her disco balls.
I mean, if you get up at 4:30 to do your hair, a Malahide woman must be days.
She doesn't sleep. She hasn't slept since the 70s. She's in a cryo tomb. Yeah, she just actually...
I really should go to a break now. I've been trying to for the last 10 minutes. It's just endless.